This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen walked in today. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, good morning.
And I said, what are you doing here? It's only Wednesday. And then I realized, no, it's Thursday because, you know, the holiday.
Right.
So next week we're going to be just as messed up with New Year's.
I know, 2 weeks in a row like that.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
We had a great Christmas.
I know that at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, at the end of the year, this is it's a busy time. There's a lot going on. We're talking on the air about the grief support groups that mm-hmm. are happening in January, the Friday group. And this is the time of year when a lot of people start to feel the after effects of the loss of loved ones and things like that.
Right. So, we were just talking a little bit about, you know, how's business? How's mm-hmm. your yeah. census? How are your patients? And, you know, it's funny. You made a comment that was kind of interesting that, you know, death can take a holiday.
It seems that way to me sometimes.
It does. It kind of ebbs and flows. And we find that this time of year, people just want normalcy. They want to get through Christmas. They want to just not talk about anything. And so it seems like right after Christmas, we get a lot of phone calls where people know, hey, we really need some help now.
Yeah, the reality does set in. You know, this is the time we call it the winter of our discontent, where,
right.
you know, you get through the holly jolly season, you know, and after New Year's, it's going to be, I say it, the cold bucket of suck that is winter starts setting in.
Yeah.
And it is it does get to you after a while.
It does. And we see that and we know that. So we kind of ramp things up during this time. We've got a lot of our grief support mm-hmm. because we know that hits right into January, into February. And we get pretty busy about this time of year.
You're also busy. And this is the time for end of year giving. And I know that this is you are truly blessed and you've been blessed this year.
Absolutely. This, you know, we talk a lot about donations and giving, and I don't want anyone to ever think that we take that for granted, because we don't. But all those donations that we get, every penny goes back to taking care of the patients and, you know, giving them what they need at mm-hmm. this time. So end of year giving is really important. If you're looking for a way to just donate to, you know, help your taxes, just, you know, reach out to us. You can give us a call on our website. There's a direct email. There's a QR code that can get you right where you mm-hmm. need to be.
Or you can give Jenny Arter a call.
You can give Jenny Arter a call.
And Jenny is, boy, she's awesome. I tell you what.
She's hit the ground running.
Another great addition to the team.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
let me give you that number because we always forget.
Yes, please do.
740-654-7077. You can go to fairhopehospice.org. Or join us on Facebook.
Yeah, and by the way, like the Facebook page. It's Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House. And you kind of keep up on everything going on. How is the Tree of Remembrance? Are you getting a lot of love for that?
Oh, my gosh. We did. You know what? That was a great night.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if I've seen you since, because Dawn was here last week.
Yep, she covered for me.
Yeah.
It was a really nice, special night. It went really well.
I heard you had maybe 25 people
there. We did. And that's a perfect size. Mm-hmm. But we sold a lot of ornaments. Yeah. There was a lot of people that just wanted those ornaments for remembrance.
And remember, that's not about the ornament or the fun. It's about the fun. It's not. I got that
I'll
messed
getcha.
Up. It's
not
about the
fundraising.
It's about remembering and those, you know, paying tribute.
Yes, it is.
Kristen is here from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, 282 Sells Road, 740-654-7077.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
You know, I just want to brag on our staff a little bit. You know, we have the best staff in our home side that take care of patients at home and at the Pickering House. But I was able to be a part of and hear about directly something that happened a couple days before Christmas. We had a patient in the Pickering House, and his family was a great family. And they brought pictures and picture boards in. And the patient kept saying he couldn't see him. I can't see him. Our night shift staff worked and pulled together a way to put up those poster boards directly in front of him. Boy, they got an IV pool. They got, I don't even know what else they had, some bungees and some paper clips. And they brought that to him so that he could look at that. And, you know, that family was so grateful. And you wouldn't think that that's anything big, but our nurses worked until that happened. So I just want to say thank you to our staff that go above and beyond every day.
Sometimes it's the littlest things that make the biggest impact.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I thanked the staff the next morning, they said, listen, that's the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, every day we work and we work hard and we do difficult things, but that's the good stuff to make people mm-hmm. happy. So I'm so thankful for our mm-hmm. team.
It's those little things that Rick Schneider captured in his book, or books, I should say,
right.
That about hospice and his experience and all those little things that added up.
Yeah, so. We should give him a plug.
Rick Schneider, I just did.
Amazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can order those books. That's Good Grease. You can order those on Amazon.
What's the second one called?
Oh, boy. Rick, what? You're going to have to help us out here.
Yeah, I only know That's Good Grease.
Okay,
but I know
we'll bring that next week.
Okay, Rick, forgive us. We know not what we talk about sometimes. I hear that you and Seth, your new vice president, have been hitting the ground running.
We have.
And you've put Seth to, on the road, so to speak. You guys have been out making the tour.
We have. And he, last week was a really nice week. You know how sometimes the week leading up to Christmas, leading up to New Year's, I mean, the work goes on as usual, but not so many commitments.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to hit the road last year and hit some facilities and help ice some cookies and take some hot chocolate.
I've seen this, and I was following your Facebook page. You've been out at a lot of places icing cookies and calling bingo and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, that's really, we want to give back. We are so grateful for the facilities and the assisted livings that support us.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a chance for our staff, and they took hot chocolate bars into the facilities and assisted livings in town. That was a huge hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was getting text messages left and right. Hey, thanks for the hot chocolate.
I asked Dawn last week. I said, did any of the hot chocolate bars have the Kahlua? And she's like, no. We had to keep it non-alcoholic.
It was great. But yeah, Seth is really just enjoying his time here and getting started. He's so familiar with the community. He grew up literally in facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him to walk into facility, it fills his cup up.
Right.
He loves to be back where he started.
It fits him very, very
sure
nicely.
Sure does. Sure does.
It'll be 2024 when we see each other
again.
I was going to say we'll see each other one more time, but no. When we meet again, Kristen, it's going to be 2024.
I'll be ready to roll. You know why? 2024 starts our 40th year anniversary. We are going to celebrate all year.
It is going to be a hootenanny, as they say.
It
so you
is.
Get some really cool things planned. I know the Celebration of Life event is
March 21st.
Right. You've got that on the calendar for the start of spring. That's great.
We do. And, we just decided that we are going to celebrate life all year next year. We are so thankful for 40 years in this community. Can you believe that?
Explain the 40th. So 1984. Now, we say since 1982.
Right.
So it was organized in 82 kind of as an ad hoc group, maybe?
Yeah. It started with, some nurses who were very dedicated and wanted to provide end-of-life care to patients in Lancaster and knew that that really wasn't present.
Mm-hmm.
So they started to care for people that needed that kind of support. So you had volunteer nurses, you had volunteer people that just would kind of do their own thing, take care of people.
The hospice movement was starting to get some traction.
You got it. It was starting over in England. And so they did that for a couple years and they thought, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1984, we were one of the first four hospices in Ohio to get our Medicare certification, which allowed us to bill for services, hire some staff, and there it went.
Actually become the organization that we know today, although it's been a lot of growth and change and things like the Pickering House, which is something that is so rare and unique to have that.
Right. We are so fortunate in Central Ohio. There are very few places like ours anywhere near us. And we've just been so blessed that Dr. Gordon Snyder and Virginia Pickering put their heads together and gave us what we needed to create the Pickering House.
And again, nothing against any other organizations, but when you think of offices and you think of a structure, and it just wouldn't seem right to me. The way the Pickering House and the Anita M. Turner are set up is, yes, you have offices there, but they're so much bigger and so much more than just an office.
Oh, my.
That's what's so cool about it is it's purpose-built.
It is. And there's so many families that cross that door, volunteers. There's just so much good work that happens.
And you actually have an office. And when we talk about offices, Logan, this was a monumental year. You opened a new office in Logan.
Oh, boy. That's just been huge for us. It's fully staffed. We've got nurses there that work out of the building. We have a receptionist. Seth, our new vice president, lives in Logan.
Yes.
So he is working into his schedule, spending some time there each week, just really growing his, his knowledge of Logan and Hocking County. So we're really fortunate to just be branching out.
Yeah. To be serving the area that is Fair Hope, Hocking, Perry, Athens, the surrounding areas.
Absolutely.
All right, we're out of time for 2023.
Okay, well, it's been a great year with you, as always.
It's been a very good learning experience. We hope our listeners have, you know, benefited and gained from the knowledge we put out, and we'll do it again in 2024.
Sounds perfect.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thanks.